This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate at the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi today. During the dialogue, Mr. Modi will engage with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country. The Prime Minister will also release a compilation of best essays written by participants on the 10 themes. These themes encompass diverse areas such as technology, sustainability, women empowerment, manufacturing and agriculture. The Prime Minister will also join the young leaders for lunch, providing them an opportunity to share their ideas, experiences and aspirations directly to him. This personal interaction will bridge the gap between governance and youth aspirations, fostering a deeper sense of ownership and responsibility among the participants. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the need for 100% delivery of government schemes to the beneficiaries, asserting that it is real social justice and secularism. Highlighting his vision of Vikasit Bharat in an interview with leading entrepreneur Nikhil Kamath, Mr. Modi said that he wants solutions to the problems, including water, toilets and electricity, to be resolved by 2047. Mr. Modi said that being human, he may make mistakes, but he will not do wrong intentionally. The Prime Minister highlighted that one should have dedication, commitment, be a good team player and make themselves available for the people to become successful in politics. Highlighting the importance of social media in today's world, Mr. Modi said that it is an important tool in a democracy and can empower democracy. Replying to a question on current global challenges, the Prime Minister said that the world trusts India because there is no duplicity in its stand. Mr. Modi added that in the present global crisis, New Delhi has repeatedly said that it is in favour of peace. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the prestigious Pravasi Bharatiya Samman on 27 members of the Indian diaspora for their excellence in different fields. Addressing the valedictory session of the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Conclave at Janata Maidan in Bhuvaneshwar yesterday, the President said, "The Indian diaspora represents the best of our country." President Murmu said Indians settled abroad have not only carried the knowledge and skills acquired in the country, but also the values and ethos that have been the foundation of Indian civilization for millennia. Highlighting the significance of the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention, the President emphasized the need of proactive and enthusiastic participation from every Indian, including those living abroad, in the mission of Vikasit Bharat by 2047. BJP Central Election Committee meeting held in New Delhi to finalise the name of party candidates for Delhi Assembly polls. The meeting took place at party headquarters and was attended by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh and other BJP top leaders, as well as the leaders of the Delhi BJP unit. Earlier upon arrival at the party headquarters, Prime Minister shared his New Year, Lodi and Makar Sankranti greetings with the journalists who were present there to cover the event. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla chaired the meeting of the Standing Committee of the Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth, CSPOC, in Guernsey yesterday. Speaking at the occasion, Mr. Birla said that India is witnessing massive transformation in several sectors, including agriculture, fintech and artificial intelligence. He highlighted that the importance of making parliaments more effective, inclusive and transparent to address global challenges such as climate change, terrorism and cybercrime. He also highlighted the importance of making parliamentary institutions more effective, inclusive and transparent to foster good governance and promote sustainable development. Mr. Birla emphasized the role of parliamentarians in shaping policies, allocating resources judiciously and guiding governments and building a more equitable and sustainable future. The session brought together parliamentary leaders to address pressing global challenges and lay the groundwork for the 28th CSPOC, which India will host in 2026. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog in parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh during the night and early morning hours. And that is the end of this news bulletin.